wool.
Do they have sheep in this part of the country at all?
We used to have lots of them. That's what both my grandfathers had on the peninsula over here. More than cattle. They used to bring those things down. I would just ship them out here by the train. The whole town would be full of sheep, maybe all one afternoon and all night and next morning till they got them loaded.
Where would they ship them to?
I don't know. Probably to Fort Worth. Wasn't that a big slaughterhouse or something? I don't know for sure.
The animals you get pork from would be?
Hogs.
When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
What about when they're a little bigger?
Well, they go from pigs to hogs, as far as I know.
What are the females called?
Sows.
What if they've never had pigs?
They never had them, right?
Yeah, would you still call them?
A sow.
And the male is called a?
Boar.
Did that word sound all right to you?
Yeah.
And what if they've been operated on?
They're bearers.
Okay. Would you use the same, would you call them bearer regardless of whether they've been operated on
no.
when they were grown? Or?
No, they'd be a boar.
Okay. What if the boar had been full grown and maybe several years old and then you operated on him? Would he still be a bearer then?
He would if you operated on him, yeah.
Okay. Do you ever hear stag?
Yeah, that rings a bell. So the older ones that have been operated on, I believe they do call stags.
Does anyone in this part of the country still have hogs?
Yeah, I have three myself.
You
have to farm out there.
How far is your farm from here?
About a mile and a half, 2 miles maybe.
The stiff hair the hog has on its back.
Bristles.
And the big teeth.
Tusk.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Any other names for a special kind of wild hog?
No.
You had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry. You say you had to go feed them.
Feed the stock.
What are you talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You say you had to feed them.
Well, animals, I guess.
And if it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say it was, you'd call that what time?
Well, it's time to do the chores.
You ever say chore time or feeding time or farming
time? Feeding time, maybe, yes.
Huh?
Feeding time.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
I want to say blates, I guess.
What noise does a cow make?
A moo.
Wait a minute. Okay, you say the cow?
Moos.
And noise that a horse makes?
Neighs or whinnies.
What's the difference?
Me, nothing. There's not a difference as I know of.
How would you call a cow to get her out of the pasture?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear any special calls for cows?
They're just whole cow or something like that.
Do it like you're calling one.
Big bug?
Do it like you're calling one.
Whole cow, whole cow.
What about calling a calf?
Be the same thing, I guess.
Do it like you.
Whole calf?
What'd you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
An expression. I've milked enough of them, I should know. Soak cow, something like that.